Okay, so 90 days, a sauce, launch. Like, is that even possible? Sounds a little crazy,
Yeah,
honestly.
ambitious for sure. But this article we're diving into from Software Engineer News, they talked to the software engineer Andrew Peacock.
And he's actually done it. 90 days.
Yeah, and he really focuses on like working smarter, not just harder, you know? He's got this whole structured approach.
Which is what we're all about, right? Practical advice, actionable steps.
Exactly. It's like a battle plan to like cut through all the noise and avoid those like classic startup landmines.
Love it. So step one, you have to have the idea, right? But what if you're not having those like light bulb moments?
Well, Andrew actually says, forget the whole eureka moment thing.
Really?
Yeah, he's more about like focusing on those everyday problems, you know, the stuff that bugs you.
Okay, so passion projects, but like solving real problems.
Exactly. And he actually says, and I quote, "Please, for the love of God, do not make yet another fitness or budgeting app unless you have a real unfair advantage."
Oh man, tell me about it. Another calorie counter. I can't even.
Right. So think about it. What are you constantly frustrated by? Where do you see a need that no one's really addressing?
That's a good point.
That's where the gold is. Find that niche, and then you can, you know, really target those users, especially important if you're on a tight timeline.
So you've got your idea, you're fired up. I bet you're ready to just dive into the code, right? Get those hands dirty.
Well, not so fast. Step two is actually skip the fancy tools.
Wait, what? Seriously. But the tech stack, the new frameworks, it's so tempting.
Oh, I know, right? It's easy to get sucked in. But Andrew talks about how all those like pre-built templates and complex frameworks, they can actually slow you down.
How so?
Well, he said he felt like he lost a whole lot of context. Like you're so busy trying to like wrangle the tools that you forget about actually
I
building.
can see that happening. You're so busy trying to fit into their box, you forget you're building your own.
Exactly. And when you run into problems, which you always do, you're kind of stuck.
Yeah, you're at the mercy of someone else's code.
Exactly. He actually recommends starting simple, something like Superbase.
Interesting. So it's not about using the shiniest new thing, it's about what lets you move fast.
Exactly. Especially when you're on a 90-day sprint. Now, that doesn't mean you can't use more powerful tools later on, but in the beginning.
Keep it lean and mean.
Precisely. Which brings us to step three, which kind of ties into this. Build for your customer, not your ego.
Ooh, that's a good one. It's so easy to get caught up in the tech, right? Like, look what I can do.
Totally. But at the end of the day, your users, they don't care about your tech stack.
He's right. You know, he actually says that. I love it. Your customers do not care about your tech stack.
It's all about solving that problem. Remember,
That's true.
it's like, think about a button. They just want the button to work.
Right. They don't care what kind of code is making that button do its thing.
Exactly, as long as it does what it's supposed to do. Okay, so you're avoiding those rabbit holes,
Yeah.
building for your user. Next up is time management.
All right, so I'm the worst at this. Like, I get so laser focused, I forget to eat, sleep. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah, I've been
Man.
there.
But I was surprised Andrew actually puts fitness in his 90-day plan, like actual workouts.
Yep, he's big on it. Because if you're burnt out, you're not going to be productive anyway, right?
So it's like taking care of yourself is part of the plan.
It's essential. It's not just about like squeezing in a workout, you know? Andrew actually talks about short, intense exercise.
Interesting. So like throughout the day.
Yeah, he says it helps him clear his head, come back to the code with fresh eyes.
Makes sense. It's like that, what is it, programmer coma you can get
Oh,
into?
totally. You need to hit the reset button sometimes.
So true. All right, feeling energized, managing our time. What's next?
Okay, so we've got to define the MVP.
The MVP. Now, I know what you're thinking, but we're not talking about LeBron James here.
Right, not most valuable player. We're talking minimum viable product.
Okay, so for anyone who's like, wait, what? Break that down for us.
So basically, what are the absolute bare minimum features you need to launch?
Okay, so really stripping it back. No bells and whistles, just the core functionality.
Exactly, because it's so tempting to try and build everything at
Oh, I
once.
know, feature creep. It gets you every time.
Right, and then your 90-day timeline is out the window.
So MVP, keep it lean, but why is it so important?
Because you need to get your product in front of users fast. Get that feedback.
That's step six, right? Building the feedback loop.
Exactly. Talk about valuable, those early users. They will tell you what works, what doesn't. No sugarcoating.
They're the ones who are actually going to be using it day in, day out.
Exactly. So you got to listen and be ready to adapt.
Makes sense. Okay, so we're nearing the finish line here, but step seven, This one really resonated with me. Don't be paralyzed by fear.
Oh, man, this is huge. Because it's so easy to get stuck in that loop of like, it's not perfect yet, I need to tweak this, add that.
Oh, I know. I've been there so many times, it's like you're scared to actually put it out there in the world.
Totally. What if people hate it? Right. But here's the thing.
You'll never know unless you try.
Exactly. And even if it's not perfect, that feedback you get...
it's invaluable.
Oh.
It's like you could spend forever trying to perfect it, but by then it's too late.
Exactly. And the market's moved on. You know, there's that saying, what is it? Perfect is the enemy of good. Something like that.
Yeah. And especially with SaaS, it's all about iterating, getting those updates out there.
And Andrew actually says at the end of the article, I'm proud of you and I'm stoked to see you launch. It's like, he gets it, you know?
It is kind of scary putting your work out there. So yeah, that encouragement means a lot.
Totally. So we covered a lot of ground here. The 90-day SaaS launch myth or method. I think we have our answer.
Yeah, definitely a method. And, you know, even if you don't hit that 90-day mark exactly, those steps, those principles.
They're gold. Find that niche. Keep it simple. Build for your users, not your ego.
Don't burn yourself out. Get that feedback. And most importantly, don't be afraid to launch.
It's a lot to take in, but it's totally doable. And that's what's exciting.
Yeah. Anyone listening could potentially build their own SaaS. That's powerful.
So if you had to pick right now, what SaaS would you build? What problem needs solving?
Ooh, that's a great question. And listeners, we want to hear your answers. Hit us up on social media. Let us know what you'd build.
Yeah. What are you passionate about? What could you launch in 90 days?
So make it happen. We believe in you.